senior Taliban commander Hakimullah Massoud told news agencies militants had been planning to target Lahore, the capital of Punjab province, for a long time. Hakimullah Massoud is deputy to Taliban leader Baitallah Massoud, believed to have masterminded the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in 2007. He said Wednesday's attack in Lahore was retaliation and to expect more. Former military official and defense analyst Talat Massoud says the magnitude of the Lahore attack illustrates a serious lapse in security and a lack of good intelligence.
The security culture is not at all compatible with the type of threats that Pakistan is today facing, in the sense that the police and the security agencies are not truly trained to handle, you know, such like incidents. I think it's a question of training, it's a question of equipment, it's a question of culture and mindset.
Massoud says the area where the militants struck, outside a police emergency response unit on one of Lahore's busiest streets, could have been better cordoned off with multiple zones of security. He says rings of security would not have allowed a vehicle to park so close to the building, which was flattened by the explosion. Massoud says another clue that shows how unprepared Pakistan's security forces are is how they respond after an attack.
The response after the event is also, you could see, is extremely chaotic. Immediately those places should be cordoned off. No outsiders must be allowed. All forensic evidence must be preserved.
Massoud adds the public rarely hears or is informed of the perpetrators of such attacks being caught or brought to justice. With the threat of more attacks looming, the Pakistani army says it is up to the task of protecting the nation's cities and is ready to ward off any future terrorist attacks. Shortly after Wednesday's attack in Lahore, the government announced rewards for information leading to the capture of 21 Taliban-linked militant leaders, dead or alive. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.